This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Homicides were at their highest level in decades in Milwaukee last year. They're on pace to do it again in 2021, and some young people are facing regular encounters with gun violence. Corrine Hess reports people fighting gun violence in the city say there is more access to weapons, and teens are still dealing with the effects of the pandemic.
Rodney Armstrong Jr. wanted to be a computer technician when he graduated from Washington High School in Milwaukee's Sherman Park neighborhood. His mom, Sheila Jordan, says the 16-year-old was a computer whiz. He also loved church and her, even getting Jordan's name and her birthday tattooed on his arm.
He would have been considered as a nerd. That's, I believe, why maybe people were able to manipulate him. Rodney was just a smart nerd.
Rodney was shot and killed on May 5th. While he was in the back seat of a car on Milwaukee's north side. Police haven't released any additional details, but Rodney's death wasn't an isolated incident.
We've seen a steady uptick, even pre-pandemic, of gun violence in this country. And so in Milwaukee in particular, this is something that, you know, has consistently been of concern for the city.
That's Reggie Moore, who heads violence prevention policy and engagement for the Medical College of Wisconsin. During the first 4 months of 2021, 7 children under the age of 17 were shot and killed in Milwaukee, and 27 more children have been injured in a shooting. Moore says there are a lot of reasons for the increase, but one undeniably is that schools have been closed, leaving kids with a lot less support. Milwaukee Police Inspector Paul Formolo says many times these cases involved youth who have gotten into fights on social media and then meet in person. Victims are sometimes engaged in what Formolo calls a, quote, high-risk lifestyle, which can include stealing cars, reckless driving, and dealing drugs.
We're going to need the help of the community. You know, this has got to be a group effort to address the violence here.
Running Rebels is a youth mentoring agency that has worked with law enforcement, the court system, Milwaukee Public Schools, and Milwaukee County since the 1990s. The organization mentors youth in everything from suicide prevention to CPR to literacy and job training. Founder Victor Barnett recently led a summer employment workshop for nearly 80 young people. The group watched a video about self-control and discussed ramifications after. Dawn Barnett is Victor's wife. She says teaching young people how to control themselves in tense situations are some of the most important conversations mentors can have.
And these are the situations that lead to shootings. These are the situations that lead to road rage. That they can end up losing their freedom or their life.
Barnett says people are afraid of what's happening in Milwaukee, but they're only getting a sliver of the story.
We see far more positivity in our young people. We see far more instances of young people making the right choices, not being the ones out there committing the shootings. So that's what we choose to focus on.
Rodney Armstrong was the youngest of Sheila Jordan's 8 children. Jordan says his pretty light brown eyes and smile lit up a room, and everyone wanted to hug her beautiful boy.
He was a very sweet, huggy kind of boy. He would always, I'm like, Rodney, be careful. I would always say that to him, be careful. And he would say, okay, Mom, I love you.
Jordan ran a strict household, especially during the pandemic. She didn't let anyone in, except family. But she had to work, so Rodney was alone most of the time, without school to structure his day. She felt something might be off in her son's life, but she couldn't put her finger on it.
Little things, but I don't even want to talk about that when I think that my child is now lying in a cemetery.
Jordan gets up every morning at 4 a.m. to work at a Milwaukee restaurant where she is a chef and a manager. When Rodney was younger, she brought him with her to work and then took him to school on the city bus to make sure he was safe. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.